All right. Before we start, I want to introduce myself. I know most of you here know me, but for those of you who are here for the first time, I'm Kuya Ryan, better known as Kuya Ryan. I'm one of the campus missionaries here. With Pastor Jeff, Pastor Dan Encarnacion, Ate Phoebe, and all the rest, we're part of Lifebox Metro East. Okay? So this is, again, part of our series break, and we're going to be talking about something. But before we do, I just want to congratulate all of you because starting Monday, June 4, 2012, officially, the start of school year 2012-2013. Yeah. Panahon na para gumising ng alas 5 if you're high school, para makaabot ka sa 6:30 class. If you're college, abangan mo yung news sa radyo kung signal number 3 at wala ka ng pasok. Yan. Also, it's time to sweat it out sa algebra, sa physics, sa chemistry, sa trigo. Come on! Okay. Sabihin mo kay Lord, bring it on, Lord! Sige. Bring it on. Alright. Sige. Kita-kits tayo sa mga campuses nyo starting next week. Alright, before we start, I just wanna do a little backtracking. Okay. You ready to hear God's word tonight?
Yeah.
Alright. Before we do, let's do a little backtracking. Last Friday, Pastor Dan and Kardashian shared about missions as a lifestyle. Missions as a lifestyle. And what does that mean? Doing missions is not confined to going to another country just to share God's word. It means you can share God's word even here in the Philippines. And if emo and hip-hop is a lifestyle, di ba? I mean, you can do missions as a lifestyle. Okay? So now we're going to shift gear a little bit. And I invite you all to get your Bible, your notebook, and your pen if you want to write down something, because today, we're going to talk about something that is quite, you know, near to us. And I've put a title on our topic today entitled, Hide and Seek, Seek and Save. Yeah. When you read the title, Hide and Seek, Seek and Save, the word seek is mentioned 2 times. Bakit sinabing seek? Because when you're seeking something, it means it's lost. Nawawala. Diba? Sino dito yung nawala na ng wallet? O, ito. Papasok ka na sa school mo, bigla mong na-realize nawawala yung ID mo, eh may exam ka pa naman. Hindi ito naka-feel noon. Hindi ka papasukin ng guard. Diba? There are things like that. Seek and save. Or, how many of you here have been looking for something for a long time? Let's say, may nawawala kang gamit, 5 years mo nang hinahanap. 2 years. 3 years. 1 year. Alright? May isang bagay na importante binigay sa'yo, ilang taon mo nang hinahanap. Well, there are some people or group of people that's been missing for 70 years. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, 70 years. And up to now, people are still looking for them. Now, sino yung mga taong yan, Kuya Ryan? Let me introduce you to Flight 19. Do we have, yan. Flight 19 is a group of airplanes that took off from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on December 5, 1945 for a training mission. It was led by Captain Charles Taylor. Now, while they were flying in the middle of the ocean, by the way, ang laman ng isang eroplano, 2. So, 10 katao yan, 5 planes. While they were in the middle of the ocean, something went wrong and they got lost. And they were trying to contact the base, pero because of the bad weather, hindi nila makontakt yung base. They're static or something. And they were very low on fuel. Wala na silang gasolina. So, Lieutenant Taylor decided to make the choice that they would just land in the ocean. So, wala silang choice. Wala nang gasolina. Nag-crash silang lahat sa dagat. And eventually, the base, na nahalata ng base na ilang oras na, di pa sila bumabalik. So, the base decided to send a rescue plane. Yan, hinanap sila. Unfortunately, what happened to the rescue plane was that it had a problem with the engine. And sumabog mid-air. Sumabog. Nako. Sabi tuloy ng US government, let's call off the search. Baka pag pumunta na naman yung isa pang eroplano, sumabog na naman or something bad will happen, meron na naman, madadagdagan na naman yung mga mamamatay. And sabi ng US government, it's already late, it's already night. Huwag na natin hanapin yan. I'm sure naman by tomorrow, buhay pa yung mga yan. But you have to take into the account, it's December, they're in the Atlantic Ocean, it's minus 20 degrees Celsius. In less than 20 minutes, magkaka-hypothermia ka. So they sent a rescue team the following day, and of course, they couldn't find the pilots. They had a chance last night, so anong nangyari, sinisi sila ng pamilya, ng mga piloto, sabi ng mga piloto sa gobyerno ng Amerika, kayo kasi, kung nagpadala pa kayo ng ibang eroplano kagabi, baka naligtas pa yung mga asawa namin, yung mga anak namin, yung tatay ko, baka naligtas pa. Nagdalawang isip kayo, kaya yan, namatay sila. And 70 years after, even right at this moment, the U.S. government are still looking for the wreckage of those airplanes around Florida and even the remains of the pilots. Now, there is also something missing in God's eyes. Our objective tonight is to see those people and how to find them. The lost in God's eyes. Now, before we proceed further, I want to ask you this question. Have you ever felt like you have blown an opportunity for God? Have you ever felt like God was using you to find someone who was lost? Lost in the rumble of dead-end dreams and bags of failures? Have you ever had that opportunity to share God to someone? And just like the U.S. government, nag-hesitate ka. And because you hesitated, you blew it. Hanggang ngayon, hindi mo pa nakikita yung taong yun na dapat mong sinairan. Or, maybe God is leading you to someone, even right at this moment. You're thinking of a person in school, at home, your family, using you to find someone lost. Hindi lang lost. Lost in the rumble of dead-end dreams and bags of failures. Masyado nang pahirap yung buhay niya. Parang di na niya matake. And God is leading you to share God to that person. Maybe that person is even sitting beside you right now. Who knows? But today we're gonna look at the life of one person, particularly in the Bible, who was lost and was found in a very extraordinary way. In such a way na hindi natin akalain na magiging ganun siya. I want you to join me as we read Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. Okay. Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in the region, and he became very rich. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass that way. When Jesus came by, he looked up at Zacchaeus and called him by name. "Zacchaeus," he said, "quick, come down. I must be a guest in your home today." Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and took Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. But the people were displeased. "He has gone to be a guest of a notorious sinner," they grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, "I will give half my wealth to the poor, and if I have cheated people of their taxes, I will give them back four times as much." Jesus responded, "Salvation has come to this home today, for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost." Father, we bow down before you. We acknowledge your presence here today. We acknowledge the power of your word. Holy Spirit, open our ears and open our eyes, and let your message speak to us. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'm just going to give you a short background about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is one of the characters in the Bible, but we're going to put him on a modern-day setting. Si Zacchaeus kasi, he's a tax collector. Ngayon, kung ilalagay mo siya ngayon sa modern setting, he's a BIR agent or ahente ng BIR or pwede rin, customs. But si Zacchaeus is not an ordinary employee. Sabi nga doon sa verse na binasa natin, he's a chief tax collector, kumbaga bossing. Okay? So, manager ng BIR or customs commissioner. Yun ang katungkulan niya. But there is a problem with the lifestyle of Zacchaeus kasi at that time, Palestine or modern-day Israel, of course, we know it all, was under Roman rule. 1/4 of the world at that time, Africa, Middle East, Europe, it's all under Roman rule. And of course, kailangan nilang bayaran yung mga sumakop sa kanila. They're paying taxes. But the Romans were wise. They did not send the Roman to collect the taxes themselves, but instead, they used a citizen of that country. Kung sa panahon ng Kastila, hinihingan tayo ng buwis, hindi Kastilay nangungulekta, kapwa Pilipino rin, para ma-lessen yung friction. Kasi pag yung pinakataong nag-antagonize sa atin yung nangulekta, lalo tayong magagalit. No? But the hitch here is, even if Zacchaeus was collecting for them, wala silang tiwala kay Zacchaeus simply because he was a Jew. Okay? He has to be there because he gets the job done. Yun lang. On the other end, Zacchaeus is one of the hated people in that region because he was the chief tax collector. Not because he was also working for the Romans, pero it's bad enough working for the Romans, no? Pero hindi lang siya nag-work for the Romans, nangungulimbat pa siya, nangungurakot pa siya. No? So, if you're paying taxes to me, 20 pesos lang yung tax mo sa akin, I'm gonna make it 30 pesos. Ganon si Zacchaeus. Okay, that was his life. Now, we're gonna look at three things about Zacchaeus. Three things about the life of Zacchaeus at this time. Then later on, we're gonna look at what God did for Zacchaeus and what we can do for others. Okay, three things about Zacchaeus. First, at that time, before he encountered Jesus, number one, Zacchaeus was lonely. And verse 3, I want to read verse 3. He tried to get a good look at Jesus because he was too short to see over the crowd. Now, whenever we read this verse, lagi natin iniisip, kaya umakyat sa puno si Zacchaeus kasi maliit siya. Alright? That's correct. But if you keep reading this verse, you will also notice, siya yung taong pinaka bad trip sa lahat. Ang dami niyang galit, daming galit sa kanya. Would it be okay for him to join the crowd? Hindi, di ba? Baka mamaya pagtulungan siya doon, kuyugin siya, bugbugin siya. So he wanted to be separated from the crowd. That's another reason he went into the tree. Okay? Of course, he didn't want to be seen. He ran ahead and climbed a tree. He was lonely. Why? Fast forward today. If Zacchaeus was alive today, he would have all the things money could offer. He could have, let's say, a condo unit in Bonifacio Global City. He could have a house in Forbes Park in Corinthian Gardens. Meron siyang, let's say, bahay bakasyonan sa Boracay or whatever resort. And di siya nagsha-shopping sa MOA. Nagsha-shopping siya sa Hong Kong. That's how rich he is. And money is power. He can buy anything. But after all these years of being rich, he found that something was still missing. Meron pa rin kulang sa kanya. Now, if you're here today and you think that if you could just get the gadgets that you like, if you could just have this and have that, if you could just get a high grade in this subject, kung mapapasagot ko lang yung dream girl ko, o maging BF ko yung dream boy ko, I'm sold. I have it made. Think twice. Because Zacchaeus had it all. But there's just one thing. He needed to use his money to be happy. Malungkot siya, magpapaparty siya ngayong gabi, kailangan niyang bayaran yung mga tao para lang pumunta sila. He needed to pay his driver, he needed to pay his gardener, he needed to pay whoever. No? And there was something missing and he was lonely. And he was desperate. He was looking for answers in life. And let me tell you the truth tonight, that you have friends and you have classmates in school, even at home, you even have relatives. Hindi mo alam. And hindi rin nila alam. But they are lonely. They are seeking God and they are desperate just like Zacchaeus. Kung ano-ano yung pinupuntahan nilang bagay para lang magkaroon ng fulfillment. But there is still this deep hole in their heart that only God can fill. And unless somebody points them to God, they will never have that fulfillment. And notice, Zacchaeus ran. Tatakbo ka ba pag may artista, tatakbo ka. Pero yung takbo ni Zacchaeus, ibang klase. Alam ko ang tao tumatakbo pag hinahabol ng leon, pag undoy, andyan na yung baha. Yan, talaga tatakbo ako. Pero what made Zacchaeus run? Because he heard that there was this man, Jesus, who's gonna pass through his town today. And this Jesus has brought the dead back to life, has forgiven sins. Sino kaya to? Nagpapatawad ng kasalanan. Nababago yung buhay ng mga tao. Uy, balita ako si Jesus nagpunta ng Marikina. Meron daw pinatawad dun. Uy, narinig ni Zacchaeus. Naiintriga ako ah. I want to see him. I want to get rid of this loneliness in my heart. I want to see Jesus. That's why he ran, because he wouldn't want to miss this opportunity. Second, Zacchaeus was looking. want to read verse 4. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass that way. He was intensely looking for the answer. He wanted something. He wanted answers in life. Yung mga advice ng mga friends niya, yung mga advice ng mga kapwa tax collector niya, pre, iinom mo na lang yan, itulog mo na lang yan. It's nothing. Wala pa rin. He tried everything in the book to get answers, but he couldn't. And let me tell you something, people. Zacchaeus was not only looking for one day. Matagal na niyang hinahanap yung sagot sa buhay. Matagal na niyang hinahanap si God. It may have been years. He already tried everything, pero hindi pa rin niya nakuha yung sagot sa buhay. And sabi niya, last shot, si Jesus. I will try this Jesus and see what he can do. And hindi niya alam, mayroong surprise si God para sa kanya ng araw na yun. It turned out that it wasn't just an ordinary day for this person, but it was the beginning and start of the rest of his life. And last, number three, Zacchaeus was lost. Zacchaeus was lost. You know, Zacchaeus was very resourceful to see Jesus in the tree. Ba parang wise? Ang daming tao nagkakagulo eh. Hindi niya makita si Jesus Christ. So anong ginawa niya? Makita sa puno. Yes, nakita niya si Jesus. But you know, there is one disadvantage in climbing that tree. Of course, pag nasa taas ka ng puno, may kita mo nga si Jesus, pero hindi mo pwedeng hawakan. Ang layo mo eh. Hindi mo siya maaabot. You can't see Jesus, but you can't touch. Pag nagtakbuhan yung mga tao papunta kay Jesus, and ito talaga yung kuyog ah, talagang nagkakagulo. Everybody wants to get well. Everybody wants to be prayed over. Everybody wants to be healed. Daming may sakit lumalapit kay Jesus. Siya nandun siya sa taas ng puno. No? And hindi naman pwedeng tumalon. Jesus! Gaganon siya. Boom! Ang mababag sa kanya mga tao, yung mga may atraso siya. Mga lalo siyang binugbog. Okay? So, akala niya okay na yung pagtayo niya dun sa taas ng puno. Hindi niya alam, lalo siyang napalayo. Hindi siya makakalapit kay Jesus. And believe me, some of your friends and classmates, even some people here today, you do some things na akala mo magpapalapit sa'yo kay God. Akala mo pag nagawa mo yung bagay na yon, you've got it made, you've got it solved. Sabi ni Zacchaeus, pag umakita ko sa puno to, nakita ko siya, okay na. Maybe you have some friends who think that by doing this, you will find the answers to life. You want security? You join our gang. You want affection? Gawin mo siyang boyfriend. You want love? You want understanding? Kailangan magkaroon ka ng girlfriend. Pag nakuha may mga bagay niyan, solve ka na. Hindi mo alam, yung mga ginagawa mong bagay na akala mo magbibigay ng contentment sa'yo, lalo kang napapalayo. Because that is not the answer. Now, I want to move on. Things and people that get lost can't find themselves. They have to be found. Yung nawawala mong hairbrush or nawawala mong wallet, hindi yan maglalakad sa gabi pag tulog ka. Tapos tatabi sa'yo. Tapos pagising mo sa umaga, andun na sa tabi mo. Magigising ka na, uy, bakit nandito na yung suklay ko? Tsaka yung wallet ko? May nagpaparamdam yata. Diba? It's lost. Somebody has to go and find it. Same thing with people. Because the people who are lost, they don't even know themselves that they are lost. Hindi nila alam na naliligaw sila. Somebody has to go out there, look for them, and find them. It's like, in a burning building, there are people who are trapped. Nasusunog na yung building. Hindi sila makalabas, sumisigaw sila. So, dumating yung mga firemen. What did the firemen do? Sabi ng isang fireman, ayokong pumunta sa loob. Bagong bili tong jeans ko eh. No? Kabibili ko lang ito kanina sa bench. Baka malagyan ng ano, baka masunog. Kau na lang. Ukay-ukay mo lang naman binili yan eh. So, pasok na doon. Sige na. Sabi ng isang fireman. Hindi sila ganon. You know what the fireman would do? Regardless of how strong the flame is or the fire, no, they will put on their equipment and rescue those people. Because the lives of those people matter to them. Hindi mag-aatubli mga bumbero na pasukin yung nasusunog na bahay para iligtas yung mga tao. And that's what Jesus did for us. Hindi siya nag-aatubli na bumaba dito para iligtas tayo. I just wanna read John chapter 1 verse 14. So the word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. I also want to read to you Luke chapter 15, verse 4 to 5 says here, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. Yung unang verse na binasa natin, John 1 verse 14, Jesus, hindi siya nagatubiling bumaba dito sa lupa, magkatawan tao, mamuhay tulad natin, makaramdam ng gutom, makaramdam ng antok, magtrabaho na parang karpentero, carpenter actually. And yung sa second verse, no, he's the shepherd who's looking for the lost sheep. And you have to remember one thing, akala natin lagi, pag binabasa natin yung verse na yan, sa Luke, ang in danger dyan, yung sheep na nawawala. Hindi nyo po ba nare-realize na yung shepherd na naghahanap ng sheep in danger din? In danger sa wolves, sa lion, sa bear, sa scorpion, sa desert. Diba? Wala naman silang Nike Air nung araw, kaya nakasandals lang, kaya isang tusok lang ng scorpion. Deadpool na sila. But, the Lord was willing to go through that just to look for you. Remember the time na wala ka pa rito sa FNY, hindi tumigil si Lord night and day para lang mahanap ka, just to bring you here. And if Jesus can do that for us, it also applies to us. We have to go out there and look for God's lost sheep. And sometimes it may take effort. Hindi pwedeng sabihin ng shepherd na bukas ko na lang hahanapin yung sheep, medyo makalimlim eh, mukhang uulan ng malakas. Anyway, nandun lang yun siguro. Hindi pa nilapa ng leon yun. He went out in spite of the rain or heat of the day. He went out to look for the lost sheep. And if there's one lesson we can learn here, we need to go out to get down and dirty to find the lost sheep of God. We need to go to get down and dirty to find the lost sheep of God. It means going out of our comfort zones. And speaking of comfort zones, I want to share this short story. Do you remember the movie Titanic way back 1997? It is the highest grossing movie of all time. I don't know kung meron ng movie na naka-break ng record na to. But Titanic, no, several years ago, is the highest grossing movie of all time. But you know what? Listen, it's not that accurate. Kaya kung hanggang ngayon di pa napapanood yung movie na Titanic, forget it. Because there's one story of the Titanic na hindi sinabi dun sa movie or hindi pinakita. And I want to introduce you to this person right now. Si John. Kalimutan ko yung apelido. Yan. Sige. Yan. Si John Harper. Ayun. John Harper was a Scottish preacher who was going to Chicago to study or get his doctorate in the Moody Bible Institute. Now, as God would have planned it, sumakay siya dun sa Titanic. And by the way, last April 15, 2012 was the 100th year anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. Okay? Now, on the night of April 15, 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. in the morning, lumubog yung Titanic. Yung mga tao nagkakagulo. And John Harper was with his little daughter. He's a widower, namatay na yung asawa niya. And ang kasama lang niya sa buhay niya, yung isang babaeng anak niya. He had his little daughter. And ang mga tao nagkakagulo, scrambling to the lifeboats to be saved, no? Ang ginawa niya, kinuha niya yung anak niyang maliit na bata, inakap niya, hinalikan niya, at sinabi niya, I'll see you again soon. He put his daughter in the lifeboat, and what he did, he ran around the ship while it was sinking, and shouting, women, children, and lost to the lifeboats. Women, children, and the unsaved to the lifeboats. Ngayon, yung nanay, yung mga bata, maiintindihan mo kung bakit dapat silang maligtas. Pero kay John Harper, kung di mo pa naririnig ang mensahe ng Panginoon, di ka pa pwedeng mamatay. Kailangan mo maligtas. And when the ship sank, hindi siya ulit nagkatubili na lumangoy doon sa napakalamig na tubig, minus 20 degrees Celsius, going around the survivors, freezing in the water, and asking, do you know Jesus Christ? Gusto mo ng astig na Kristiyano si John Harper yon. At to the death. Let me tell you. And there was even this one man, unconscious partly, he even asked, "Do you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior?" Sabi ng lalaki, "No." "All right, see you later." Lumangoy muna siya doon sa mga ibang pasahero na nalulunod at nagkaka-hypothermia, and sinira niya, "Accept Jesus. Do you know Jesus?" And later on, he knew he was about to die. Binalikan niya yung lalaking yun. Sabi niya, "Brother, now is your time. Would you like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior?" And sabi ng guy, "Yes, yes, I would like to." "Okay then." Tinanggal niya yung life vest niya, binigay niya dun sa lalaki. And after that, he died along with 2,000 people in the Titanic. And what's ironic is, the last song they played before the ship sank was the song, "Nearer My God to Thee." And I do believe, because of that one life, John Harper, who went down and dirty just to save a few people, 15, 25, kahit yung isang lalaki lang na yun, na tumanggi muna bago tumanggap, he got saved because of the life of one man who was willing to go and look for the lost sheep. Pwede naman niyang sabihin na, "Hindi pa ako pwedeng mamatay. May anak ako eh. Bata pa yan. Wala nang ang nanay. Pag nawalan pa yan ng tatay, sino mag-aalaga dyan?" He could have said that. We all have our reasons not to go out. Busy ako sa studies ko eh. Marami akong assignment, marami akong project. I can't afford to share God's word to other people. We all have that. But compared to the reason John Harper had to live, kapatid, katiting lang yung excuse mo. Because I believe if God wants you to share His love to someone, He's going to arrange the time. And He's gonna make sure He's the God of all wisdom. Hindi ka busy pag dumating yung time na yon. He will put the right people and the right time in front of you for Him to share His word. The best time of all. Now, three things Zacchaeus found that day. He was lonely, he was looking, he was lost, but he found three things that day. Number one, Zacchaeus found support. Zacchaeus found support. Ano yung support? What kind of support, Kuya Ryan? He found support in the tree. Because of that tree that God placed, hindi pa pinapanganak si Zacchaeus, nilagay na niya yung puno na yun. Because God already planned someday is gonna use that tree para makita ni Zacchaeus si Jesus. Now let me ask you this, let me challenge you. Would you like to be that like that tree in your campus, in your school? Are you willing to lift other people up so that they can see Jesus? Yes. O yung parang nasa campus ka, nasa school mo, wala ka nang inisip kundi yung crush mo. Oh, come on. I mean the campus, every day. I talk to a lot of students. Male, female. Pag nakikita mo yung crush mo, wala ka nang maisip. Di ka na nga nagre-review eh. Makagawa ka lang ng ano. Something for that crush. Right. I'm just reality speaking, okay? I'm just speaking about reality. And speaking of that tree, Jesus, or God, planted that tree so that Zacchaeus could, you know, step on it and look at Jesus. Now, ito yung another question for you. Is Jesus planting you now in the lives of some people? Maybe meron ka nang matagal na kausap sa FB, may kachat ka sa ibang bansa, meron kang friend who's asking about God, who's asking about Jesus, who's asking about, ano yung victory group? Totoo ba talaga si God? Totoo ba talaga yung sinasabi ng Bible? Keeps asking a lot of questions. Now let me tell you, why don't you go out there and be like that tree so that other people can see God or know God. Ngayon, question mo sa akin, Kuya Ryan, paano ko malalaman kung siya yon? Paano ko malalaman if I have to share God's love or God's message? Those people, let me tell you two things. Two things. Okay, two things. First of all, it is not about you, it's about God. And if every morning you wake up before you go to the bathroom, you pray and ask God, "Lord, send me someone today that I can share your love." It's about the Holy Spirit setting an appointment for you. Diba? Diba minsan pag nakikita natin yung crush natin, hindi aksidente, nakita ko siya ngayon. Well, that's false. But you know what's real? Really speaking, real is that God sets appointments for you. I have my victory group and tell you, every one of them is the result of prayer. I ask God that day, Lord, send me someone I can share my love to. And usually, you will spot them. They're easy to spot. No, these are people who, you know, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, they're curious. They want to know more about God. Or ito yung mga tao na sabihin sa'yo, naglayas ako eh. Hindi na ako welcome sa bahay. May problema ako. Grabe, ang laki ng problema ko. Naghahanap sila ng makakapitan. So, anong i-introduce mo? God or ibang bagay? But when the time comes, I am confident that each and every one of you here would know what to say when God leads the right people to you. Zacchaeus found safety. Second, Jesus called Zacchaeus by his first name. Zacchaeus felt safe with Jesus' request because it means he was accepted. That's our God. That's our Jesus. Even the worst of sinners, tinatanggap niya. You know, in the campus, whenever I invite someone to join our victory group, eto, banat sa akin. Ay, ayoko dyan, masusunog ako. Ayoko dyan, mapapaso ako. Hindi pwede kasi ganito ako eh. Ay, may tattoo ako, hindi ako pwedeng mag-join dyan. Let me tell you this. I want to be honest with you right now. Hindi ka ba tatanggapin ni Lord pag nagyoyosi ka? Pag may tattoo ka, hindi ka niya tatanggapin? Kung naghahanap ka ng worst of sinners, Zacchaeus is that. Nangungurakot, greedy, playboy, everything. But when he saw Jesus, hindi sinabi ni Jesus, Zacchaeus, ang dami mo ng utang sa akin, magsisi ka muna bago kita tanggapin. Instantly, sabi ni Jesus, bumaba ka na dyan, mag-dinner tayo sa bahay mo. Kung wala kang naluto, okay lang yun. Mag-take out na lang tayo, tawag ka sa Pizza Hut. If they were alive today, that's what Jesus would say. I mean, di ba? That's what Jesus would say. That's what I love about our God. Ano ka man, anong itsura mo, anong pinagdaanan mo, anong nakaraan mo, pag lumapit ka kay Lord, tatanggapin ka niya. And that's the message I want us to take to the campus. Mindset. Our old mindset is, you have to do this first bago ka tanggapin ni Lord. Zacchaeus never did anything para maging accepted siya ni Lord. Come as you are. Sabi ni Lord, kung sino ka, ano yung nakaraan mo, ano yung past mo, ano yung ginagawa mo ngayon. Lapit ka lang, tatanggapin kita. That is the love of our God. That's why Zacchaeus felt safe. Number three, Zacchaeus found salvation. Verse 9. Jesus responded, salvation has come to this home today for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. You know what? Jesus will always do this for us. Pag meron tayong hinihiling kay God, higit pa dun yung binibigay niya. When Zacchaeus woke up that morning, ang nasa mind lang niya, makahanap lang ng sagot dito sa problema ko. Makahanap lang ng, yung gusto ko lang marinig kay Jesus, explain niya kung bakit ako ganito eh. Ilang taon na akong lonely, dami ko namang girlfriend, you know, I have the latest Android cell phone, I go to Hong Kong regularly, may rest house ako sa Boracay, pero lonely ako eh. I want to hear from Jesus. You know what Jesus did? Hindi lang niya sinagot yung mga problema ni Zacchaeus. He gave him a new life and he gave him salvation. And because of that instant change, Zacchaeus was overjoyed and the change became complete. Let me tell you this. All of us here at one time or another, meron tayong classmate na pasaway. Right? Yung sinasaway na ng teacher, huwag kang maingay. Lalong nag-iingay. Diba? Tapos, hindi pa kontento, pag titripan ka, kukunin yung cellphone mo, itatago. Diba? Ngayon, yung mga taong ganyan, yan yung malimit na nasususpend sa klase. Yan yung malimit na pinapatawag yung magulang. Pero di kayo nagtataka, kahit ilang beses na masuspend, makick out, ilang taon ng ganyan, high school, pasaway, college, pasaway pa rin, hindi nagbabago. So, lahat na ng parusa ginawa na. Let me tell you this. Look at me here for a second. no punishment can ever change a person. But with only just one encounter with the Lord, a person can change instantly. Because Jesus has the power. Si Zacchaeus, ilang taon ng salot sa lipunan, nangungurakot, serving other people, playboy, maya, lahat na nandyan na bad boy. Opposite ni John Harper. But just one day, in God's presence, na-meet lang niya si Jesus. Instantly nabago siya. Sabi nga niya doon sa last verse, di ba, kung meron akong dinaya, ibabalik ko sa kanila. At kalahati ng aking pag-aari, ibibigay ko sa mahihirap. Would you believe that? Siguro paglabas siya ng bahay, laking gulat yung mga taong galit sa kanya. Anong nangyari? Anong ginawa ni Jesus dyan? Tapos namimigay na ng pera si Zacchaeus. God bless you. Magkano kailangan mo? 1,000? O ito, 2,000 na. Sige. Ganon, instantly. Yung mga tao, frozen. Anong paka na ito, Zacchaeus? Dadayain mo na naman kami, no? Hindi, mahal lang ako ni Lord. God bless you. Sige. And, sabi niya, you want a new car? May malimit kita nakita naglalakad eh. Kunin mo na yung Porsche ko doon sa iyo na yun. Diba? Now, that's change. Change because of an encounter with God. If you want your classmates, hanapin niyo yung pinakapasaway doon and keep praying for that person because that person can only change when he has an encounter with God. And let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. When people watch or see you, do they see a person that is overwhelmed because of your relationship with Jesus? Or do they see somebody else? Pag nakikita ka ng mga classmate mo sa school or ng mga schoolmate mo, di ba? Do they see the joy that you have because of your relationship with Jesus? O pag nakikita ka ng teacher mo, napapangiwi siya. Ito naman yung laging late. Ito na naman yung college. 4 times, Mr. Victoria, pang 4 na beses mo nang tinetake tong subject ko ah. Hindi ka na makaalis dito. Yun. Hindi yung joy ni Lord ang nakikita. What would happen if we were to go to your school and I would meet your teacher? Anong sasabihin ng teacher mo kay Pastor Jeff o kay Pastor Dan? Ay, yung batang yan. Grabe. No, mahilig mang asar. Or will they see the joy in you? And I wanna end with this. I just wanna end with this. It's coming to an end, okay? So I just wanna end with this. It's about us in Romans chapter 10, verse 14 to 15. This is us. I want to read this. But how can they call on Him to save them unless they believe in Him? And how can they believe in Him if they have never heard about Him? And how can they hear about Him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring the good news. We are God's instruments in finding the lost. And there is no backup plan. It's not the angels. It's us. Just like that tree, several years before Zacchaeus was born, nilagay na ni Lord yun doon for that one day na inappoint ni God na mamimit niya face to face si Zacchaeus. And I tell you, the classmates that you have now, the friends that you have now, even the teachers that you have now, that is not an accident. God has appointed that even before you were born so that you will have an opportunity to be like that tree so that other people can see Jesus. You don't have to worry about what to say. I'm not like you, Kuya Ryan. I'm not like them. It's not about you, it's about God. Si Jesus yung bumabago ng buhay ng tao. All you need to do is to share God to that person, to invite Him here in FNY. Start praying. Yes, you get good grades. You study hard. Make your parents proud. But at the end of the day, you are there in that school because God has planned for you to be there so that you can share the love of God and see your country, and see your classmates changed. And the whole country, of course. And lastly, it's of course about God. This is the best part of the puzzle. This is the last and best part of the puzzle. Luke chapter 15, verse 3 to 7. So Jesus told them this story. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home. on his shoulders. Now, I want you to freeze that verse, please. Paki-freeze lang yan. Just look at the last verse. Verse 5. And says here, and when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it at home on his shoulders. Pwede naman niyang paglakarin yung sheep, di ba? Ito yung sheep na to, matigas kasi ulo, tumatakas yan, maglakad ka mag-isa pa uwi. But you know what? The shepherd carries the sheep on his shoulders. And you know what? This speaks about our salvation. That we cannot save ourselves by our own effort. We need Jesus to carry us all the way. Only He can carry us. Only He can bring us salvation. And not our own efforts. And today as we close, I want to end with this. God never stops looking for His lost children. God never stops looking for His lost children. Yung mga friends mo who are still out there doing drugs. Yung mga classmates mo who are members of gangs and whatever. Swail sa pamilya. Doing this and doing that. God is still looking for them 24/7. Just as He was looking for you before He found you. Hindi siya tumigil ng kahanap. Ganun tayo kamahal ni God. And the best part is, in spite of all our sins, He still looks for us. That is our true God. That's why I'm here proclaiming this message to you, because that is our God. I want to pray for two kinds of people here today. As we close, I want all of us, I want to request all of you guys to please bow your heads as we close in prayer. Thank you, Lord. I want all of us just to, you know, spend this time just to speak to God. God hears your thoughts. God knows your thoughts. God knows who you really are. Akala ng ibang tao, ganyan ka. Pero mas kilala ka ni Lord, alam niya kung sino ka. Alam niya kung gaano kanya kamahal. You cannot hide anything from God. So just be honest with God today. And if you're, you know, this is the time where nakita mo, just like Zacchaeus, you've been doing a lot of things that you thought would bring happiness to you. You've been going to places, meeting people, because you think, if you have this, if you have that, you're gonna be content for the rest of your life. Or, maybe you realize right now that Jesus is the last remaining piece of the puzzle that's still missing in your life. That all along, ikaw nagpapatakbo ng buhay mo. Now, God is speaking to you and He wants you to turn over your life to Him. Now, for those of you here, God is speaking to, I'm not gonna ask you to kneel down, but I know in my heart, you would want to submit to the Lord. But instead of kneeling down, I want you to be bold enough to just raise your hand so that I can pray for you. If you're that person and you know that Jesus is the missing piece of the puzzle, the best piece that you've been missing all these days, you've trusted and tried everything, Jesus is here right now, knocking at the door of your heart. Just raise your hand. Just raise your hand. I see that hand. Thank you. Just be honest to God and say, Lord, Ikaw yung kailangan ko. Hindi na itong mga bagay na to. It's You that I want. Yes, thank you, thank you. Just continue to raise your hand. Alright. Just be honest. Lord, I want You. Thank you, thank you. I see those hands. Thank you, Lord. Seems that God is speaking to a lot of us today. You know, before I pray, I just want to say this. Matagal ka nang hinahanap ni Lord. But today at this very hour, He has found you. Go to the arms of your shepherd and say, Lord, say this prayer with me. Those of you who raised your hand, just say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, forgive me. I have sinned against You. I tried doing it my own way, but I failed. I tried looking for other things, but it did not bring contentment into my life. Forgive me, Lord. I humbly come before You today and ask you, come, Lord Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, come into my life. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. Be my ruler and be my King. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Thank you for the sacrifice you made, for bringing me home into your arms as the Good Shepherd. Thank you for that priceless gift of eternal life.